Hey, what do you know? Tuesday morning and Mick is here. Mick from Montague Web Works on Bear Country 95.3 with our Montague Web Works website of the week. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay. You?
I'm doing well. You guys survived over here? I mean,
it was a little scary for a little while.
They evacuated on Sunday.
Yep, they did. I mean, the Green River, unbelievable. The amount of water that came through on that river and just... It was bad, man.
Yeah, I took a walk down before coming in here down Woodard Avenue, and there's a car upside down, and you can see...
Oh, down by Davenport's.
Down by Davenport's, right in front there, and there's like giant logs up on top of structures, and it's pretty amazing what water can do.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah. So, Brattleboro got hammered, man. Flat Street?
Oh, yeah. A lot of parts of Vermont are really bad.
Hurting.
Yeah, but definitely a lot of people in Brattleboro and... Flat Street, and where that creek came down, it wasn't a creek, man. It was a raging river.
Briefly, it was no longer a creek. So I'll just mention a website that you can go to if you want to see photos and get more info about what's happening up in Brattleboro. You go to ibrattleboro.com. That's just the letter I and then brattleboro.com.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a blog kind of thing. People can post
community
stuff.
Community
website. People can post questions, and people are asking, how about this street? How about that street? And linking out to photos and other stuff. So it's pretty cool. So,
yes,
we're coming up on the Soapbox Derby.
Jeez, are you? Let me see. My goodness, it's the 17th. It's coming up soon.
It's coming up. It's coming up. That's right. And there was supposed to be one because of the hurricane. See how this dovetails and nicely comes together? Brattleboro has their own Soapbox Derby as well. Daniel Korngoth. And it was supposed to be on this Sunday, but he canceled it because of the hurricane.
Oh, now does he have a makeup date?
He's got a makeup date.
All right.
And that's coming up before ours. His is on now it's going to be on Sunday, September 11th.
Okay.
Which is a tough date for some people because it's the 10th anniversary. But
Franklin County Fair is that day.
It's that weekend, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of events going on that day. But he's got to do what he's got to do.
He's got to do it, and we'll be there for that. So I'll be up there with my kid, my cart, and other people that are in the Montague race are going to try and get up. So we'll have a showing.
Okay.
You know, Franklin County will present and represent and all that.
Understood.
Yeah. So if you want information about it, and his is a free one. It's a little bit more open. Format. There's no hard and fast rules like we have in ours in terms of...
Yeah, you guys are hardcore.
Yeah, well, a little harder core. I mean, like, we require breaks, and he doesn't require breaks.
What hill is he going down in Brattleboro?
It's the first, the Exit 1 Industrial Park?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever been there, but there's a long hill between all the... There's, like, warehouses there.
Oh, interesting place to do it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a kind of a flat top that then suddenly drops off, and at the bottom, I tested it in my car, and we were doing over 40 miles an hour.
Whoa!
Yeah,
cool.
And going down the hill last year, I rode one of Joe Landry's carts, and I was doing in the pouring rain. I was doing 35.
Wow!
And you would think that rain slows you down. You got little wheels, and the water's everywhere. On dry ground, we're going to be hauling on that hill. So it's worth it all.
Okay, so the website for the Brattleboro Soapbox Derby is
not an easy one to remember. So get your pencils out, folks. It's soapbox.erstwhileltd, and that is erstwhile is ERSTWHILE LTD, erstwhileltd.com. Soapbox.erstwhileltd.com. It's a subdomain off of his own website, and that's Daniel Korngoth's Soapbox Derby.
All right, Daniel. Now, is he going to come down for the Montague Soapbox Derby
absolutely.
On the 17th?
Yeah. If anyone listening went to last year's race, he was the one that was in the, it was the Millennium Phoenix. Oh. It looked like the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars.
Cool.
It was awesome, awesome cart. But his usually is, it was last week, and it's 3 weeks before ours. And he raced it in the Brattleboro race, and it actually lifted off the ground and flipped over.
Whoa.
Yeah, upside down.
Damage?
Damage. The right side was completely crushed in, and thankfully he was wearing a helmet, and it was well put on because he skidded upside down on his helmet for like 30, 40 feet.
Wow, like an Indy car. Whoa.
It was pretty intense. So he didn't go to the hospital right away, but he did have to go, and he had his arm in a sling. He did something with his shoulder, and so on our race day last year, he was like still tender. He's like, "Don't even shake my hand because I can barely use my arm."
This guy is the real deal.
That's right. He's the gearhead suprema. and no brakes. He was steering with his feet. So they changed their rules this year. You have to have hand steering, not feet steering.
Uh-huh. MontagueSoapboxDerby.com. You can go there for more information on the second annual Montague Soapbox Derby, which is coming up before you know it, Saturday, right. September 17th.
And the deadline is this Wednesday, is tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to get your entry form in, you can give us a call and tell us if you're going to send in your, you know, mail in your thing.
Mm-hmm.
The forms are on the website, but get it in.
There you go.
MontagueSoapboxDerby.com.
And remember that Montague Webworks is a part of our Save 30% store. You can go to bear953.com and find out how you can save 30% off your next project done at Montague Webworks. Maybe it's time for a new website.
It's always time for a new website.
According to Mick.
Especially if it's more than 4 years old.
There you go. Montague Webworks, a part of our Save 30% store at bear953.com. Talk to you soon, bud.
Yes.